Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Luke 17:6. The Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, they were singing about it today, weren't they? You might say, well, actually the word might is not the literal, talks about you would have said. Young's literal, author of the Concordance, he said it this way, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, what would have happened? You would have said to the sycamine, be uprooted, planted in the sea, and it would have obeyed you. It would have obeyed God? No. It would have obeyed you. Why? Because you would have said. Why? Because you had faith.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Now, we're talking about something in this physical realm. Now, people mock this. They make fun of this. You actually believe you could talk to something and it change? What are you? What are you, a magician? What are you? They're mocking Jesus.
That's right.
I didn't say this.
No.
I didn't write this.
Right. Right. That's right.
Jesus said, if you had faith, even a little bit, even a tiny bit, you would have done what?
Said.
You would have said something. Well, real faith can be seen.
Yes, it can.
Guess what else? Real faith can, oh, you're quick. You're can be heard. Yes, it can. Real faith can be heard. When it comes to being seen, James says, show me my faith without you doing anything. I'll show you my faith by what I do. Well, they can't show you faith without doing anything. It's dead faith. It's not real living faith. The faith's not there if there's no action. Well, likewise here. If you don't hear anything, then the faith's not there. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 11 that we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. His faith was heard. Hallelujah. Space heard it. The earth heard it. The deep heard it.
Yes.
Yes.
Faith. Real faith can be heard. And Jesus said, if you had faith, even a little bit, what would have happened? You would have said something. You would have said something. And it would have obeyed you. It sounds too good to be true. It sounds too amazing to be real to the carnal mind, but I'm reading the Bible. I'm quoting Jesus.
Yes.
I know some years ago I was reading and it told the story of Jesus ministering to Peter's mother-in-law and said she had a great fever. Apparently she was delirious in a bad, bad way. And it said that they asked him, Jesus, to minister to her, and he came in to the room and the Bible said he rebuked the fever. And I had read right over that before and I stopped. I thought, hold on, hold on. Jesus is not praying.
No.
He's not talking to the Father. He's not talking to Peter's mother-in-law.
Right.
He's talking to a fever.
Yeah.
Is that right? He's talking to a fever. And I paused. I thought, can a fever hear?
Yes.
I read the rest of it. It said, and it left her. I thought, yep.
That's right.
Yep. Fevers can hear. If fevers can hear, cancer can hear. Kidneys can hear. Hearts can hear. Lungs can hear. Kidneys. Liver. Glands. Knees. Feet and hips can hear. But what are they? What are they hearing out of you? Huh? What's your glands? When's the last time they heard out of you? Your organs. Your bones, your joints. Even many church-going people, the only thing their joints will ever hear is my bad knee. My tennis elbow. My weak eye. Well, what you say is your faith speaking. Or what you say is your fear speaking. And Jesus said, if you believe it and don't doubt, you'll have what you said. Didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Mark 11:23. Anybody know Mark 11:23? What does it say? Verse 22 said, have faith in God. So how many believe he's talking about real faith?
Yes.
Jesus didn't talk about any other kind. Real faith, not the phony stuff. Verse 23, he said, for verily I say to you that whosoever shall what?
Say.
Shall what?
Say.
Say something.
Say something, yeah.
To the mountain. Now that's not prayer.
No,
that's right. That's right.
This is not begging God to move the mountain. He didn't tell us to beg him to move the mountain.
Right.
He didn't tell us to beg him and plead with him to make the mountain go away.
Right.
Yet how many believers are doing that? Nonstop. Without results. What did he say? Say to the mountain, be removed. Who's he talking to?
The mountain.
Not God.
No.
Be removed and be cast into the sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart, but believe what? The things that you said will come to pass. Jesus said, he shall have whatever he said. He'll have what?
Whatever he
said. Didn't say he'll have whatever he needs.
No.
Didn't say he'll have whatever he needs. Didn't say he'll have whatever he wants.
Right.
Didn't say he'll have whatever God wants him to have.
Right.
Now see, religion has ignored this and put those other things in there.
Right.
Subtle, but dangerous. You need to stay with what the Master said. If he'd have wanted to say it a different way, I reckon he could have. If he'd have wanted to emphasize something else, he would have. This is what he emphasized. What? Talk to it. Tell it what you want it to do. Somebody say, talk to it. Talk to it. Tell it what you want it to do. Now, it didn't just say it'll happen because you told it what you want it to do. You got to what? You got to believe it. You got to believe that those things that you said. So it's more than just talking.
Amen.
Believe those things that you say will come to pass. Jesus said. People mock it. They make fun of it. They call us blab it and grab it. They call us confess it and possess it. They're making fun of this. They're making fun of Jesus. And what he said. He said. He will have whatever he says. Tell your neighbor, help him out. Say, you will have whatever you say. Now add this to it. If you believe it. Hoo-wee. Glory to God. Jesus said, if you had faith, even a little bit, you would have done what? You'd have said something. And it would happen.
That's right.
That's how he operated when he walked the earth. That's how God has always functioned. And you and I are made in the image and likeness of God. Hallelujah. And Jesus is not ashamed to call us brethren. We're not just friends, we're kin. We're not just servants, we're family. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Kin to who? Kin to God. I'm kin to Jesus. I'm joint heirs with Him. You can't be an heir unless you're in the will. I'm in the New Testament and will. Hey! Man, I'd have come preach this just to myself this morning. Go to 2 Corinthians, please. 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter. 2 Corinthians 4 and 13. It says, we having the same spirit of faith, talking about as the patriarchs, talking about as the men and women of faith you read about in the Old Testament. We have the what? Same spirit of faith according as it is written. This is a quote from Scripture. I believed. What else? Therefore have I spoken. That's a quote from Scripture. Then he said, he applies it personally. We also believe. And therefore we speak. If you believe, you'll speak. No speaky, no believing. Somebody needed to laugh. Is it true or not? I mean, we've got the same spirit of faith as Abraham. Isaac and Jacob, same spirit of faith as David. Elisha. Elijah. Isaiah. Is that right? There's not a different spirit of God, and there's not a different faith in God. There's not a different God. One God. Same spirit. Same faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.